As beloved Mrs. Ray Barton speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty iron presence to bless her, to thank her, and to see that we are always receptive to our slightest direction and the assistance she can and is giving to each one under this radiation to make us feel the power that brings the victory of the ascension to all. Beloved ones, journeying the pathway of Earth, I come today to bring you encouragement, and I trust the strength, the power, and the feeling to make you know with full certainty that your ascension not only is possible, but is assured if you definitely take your stand that the human shall give way before you. I'm the light of your mighty I Am presence shall have dominion in you. I want to make it clear to you today the full power and authority that you have to allow this light to come within you. That is the higher rate of vibration, and therefore is the power to raise you into the ascension. Now, just as you turn on a light in a room to go directly to what you want and find it, and then enable you to do that which is constructive and help you accomplish it, just so does the light from the causal body, by your call, come into the outer self. I want you to feel this, because you can make the outer self feel that light within you long before the time of your ascension. Now, the light from your causal body is the radiation from the higher mental body, and also the accumulation of constructively used energy and substance from centuries past. And that forms a concentration of the light, and the power of its pressure to draw into your outer self those activities that will more easily enable you to attain your freedom. And when you thoroughly understand how the assisting master can pour the light of his or her love in and around you every time you call the light from your mighty I Am presence into the flesh form, you will see that it's a gradual building of the power which at the moment of the ascension releases its magnetic activity to overcome the gravity pull of Earth, because the power of that light inside the flesh is a rate of vibration that continually increases. And when it reaches a certain intensity, it vibrates more rapidly than the gravity pull of the energy in the structure of Earth itself. It is purely a mechanical thing. And as that light plays in and around the physical form, it increases the vibratory action of all the substance within the physical body. It begins first in the feeling. You will begin to feel the tingle or thrill of the light before you see it. But if you feel it intensely enough while you are making your call to your mighty I Am presence, very often the light will begin to radiate into the atmosphere about you, and sometimes when you least expect it, it will become visible. Now, you do not need to sit in the corner and concentrate on it all day. Now, that's not the way it occurs. When your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body, or the higher mental body, is controlling conditions in the outer self, the control is natural, comfortable, and without strain. So whenever there is strain or fanaticism, you can be absolutely certain that it is the human trying to do it instead of the human placing itself in the control of the higher mental body to let the higher mental body be the power. I want you to feel that the entire accomplishment of the ascension is gained by your surrender, your loving release of the energy of the outer self into the possession and control of the higher mental body. And as the assisting master enfolds the physical form in the sacred fire of the love of that master's heart, it just gradually enfolds the outer self. The light from within gradually expands through the outer self. The process is simply a natural illumining, gradually raising of the substance of the outer self into the full possession and control of the higher mental body. There's no strain, there's no struggle. There's nothing mysterious. There's nothing unnatural about any of it. Any more than it's unnatural for you to go through that door and come back again. Only the advantage of the ascension is that when you come back, you do not come back into your limitations, for which you are duly grateful. I want to convey to you today the blessing of the great cosmic law as it pours its light in and around the outer self. I'm the outer self, loving the light, I'm loving the mighty I Am presence, gives that light freedom through the outer self. Then the assisting master, enfolding the outer self in the sacred fire of the love from the ascended master's octave, the vibratory action is increased more rapidly, and as it passes through the physical structure, everything becomes its purity and its perfection. If you will read of my experience and think upon my feeling at the moment of the ascension, I can convey that feeling into the energy of your emotional world. And when you feel that, it is but a matter of sustaining that feeling until the final work is completed. And then you too follow in to the perfection through my footsteps, so to speak, and come consciously every instant of the way into our octave. We want to help you attain the ascension without passing through the change calldown, so that there is at no time any of that experience which I had of passing from the outer into the inner, wherein, as a human let go, there was a few moments of darkness until I awakened into the light of my higher mental body. When you pass into the ascension without passing through the change called death, you do not experience that moment of, well, it seems a long time, but that's only because of the lack of the consciousness of light for a moment. Now, please follow me closely. It is your consciousness of light that takes you into the ascension. I'm the outer intellectual consciousness. When it is passing from the physical structure into the higher mental body, if so-called death ensues, as that passing takes place, the outer intellect and the power of sight for a few moments do not see the intense light. And that is what makes in many people what is called the death struggle, because the consciousness for a few moments loses the awareness of light. And I want you to understand what this means today. The moment you lose the consciousness of light, you do not know what acts in the darkness. I trust you will read between the lines. I know how important the light is of your own mighty I Am presence. I'm the octave of light, the ascended master's octave, the cosmic light, and the action of light to life. Fail not to think deeply upon this. For the moment the outer self loses the consciousness of light for an instant, it is in panic and fear. Fear only exists when the light is not holding dominion. So if you will realize that as you send your love to your mighty I Am Present, the release of its love back into you is always a release of more light into the body. You will understand how in that ray of light that comes from the heart of the electronic body, through the higher mental body, and down into the brain structure and the heart of the physical body, it is the continual impulse of light that makes you conscious and aware of what is in this world. And when that light is withdrawn from the brain structure, your sense consciousness does not know and is not in touch with and is not recording what takes place in this physical octave. Now you see how important light is. And light is the radiation of the sacred fire of life from the electronic body, from the higher mental body, and from the unfed flame in your heart. It is the light that is radiated from the unfed flame in your heart that produces the energy in the body with which you do your daily service and perform your activities in the physical world. You forget, my dear ones, that energy is light. And when energy is used to produce destruction, that energy becomes covered over by darkness. And so, as you give more recognition to your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, as you send more love to your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, there automatically flows back into your flesh form and into the atmosphere about you more light from our Ascended Master octave. And as soon as you allow the outer self to be filled with the light of the love of your mighty I Am Presence, the light of the love from the Ascended Master's octave, the raising activity goes on. And when there is light enough in and around the outer self, the ascension automatically takes place. It is as simple and as natural as anything in the world could be. But try to recognize more frequently that the energy within the body is an activity of light, and light is the radiation from the sacred fire. Just the same as the light in a room is a radiation from the filament in the electric light bulb. The filament represents the flame. The light in the room is the radiation from it. So the light in your body is a healing power. The light in your body contains your power of sight, your power of hearing, your power of speech, and what the world calls your physical senses. But my dear ones, they are not physical. The senses of your consciousness are the activities within the light, which is the radiation of the sacred fire presence, which the higher mental body is. And it is by the gradual intensifying of the light within the body, which is a raising vibratory action that purifies it, harmonizes it, and the enfolding love of the assisting master is the sacred fire that raises its vibratory action to the place where the gravity pull of earth no longer affects it. So, blessed ones, when you call for your ascension, fail not to spend some time giving love to your mighty I Am presence and accepting the release of its light into the flesh form. And when that light is intense enough, it will automatically draw you into the Ascended Master's octave. So I hope I have made it plain to you today. I hope I may intensify the feeling in each of you of the existence of that light within you. And the more you are aware of it, the more you can feel it, the more you can accept it, the more will it hold the harmony within you that is the dominion over the discord of this world and is the power by which you ascend. The light illumining the flesh structure is the radiation from the sacred fire of the heart flame of the higher mental body. And as that pours more and more into the outer self, and no discord is allowed to touch it, the more you are raising into the consciousness that sets you free. Now, in the call which you have been making for your ascension without passing through the change called death, my dear one, is one of the most merciful activities of light that you could send forth to the mankind of this world. If there ever was a forgiving law to the life of mankind, it is the love that calls for the ascension to be attained without passing through the condition of so-called death. So if I may be of assistance to you, to make you realize the importance of this, it will help your ascension greatly, and I hope will bring you the peace of my love. If my love can bring you that peace and that help, that you may contemplate it long before your ascension, your attainment will not only be more gradual, but more joyous, and you will feel more of the master powers of your own life acting through you into your affairs before your final victory. And this will help you to to assist others and hold balance in the world about you, so your final victory will be a joy that you will never forget in all eternity. And may you have it the original divine way. Do you want it? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, as time goes on, I hope we will be able to show you some of this in moving pictures or animated pictures that will show you the simplicity of the process, give you the picture you can hold within the mind, and that picture will stir your feelings until you feel its light. It is a simple process and yet wholly unknown to mankind, except as beloved Saint Germain and those under this radiation have given it to the I Am student body. I want you to feel that it is the most wonderful blessing your mighty I Am presence could bestow. It's the greatest release from mankind's distress of the centuries past. It is the breaking of the chains of fear. And unless you observe how mankind fear at the moment of so-called death, you would realize what a blessing and mercy this explanation of life can be to release mankind from that suffering that has been the condition of the past. In the service which my beloved and I render to life now in cosmic action, it is our privilege and our joy to watch the I Am student body and assist every life stream who will understand the way and means by which the ascension is attained consciously. And in the experience of the beloved David Lloyd, after 50 years of desiring it and searching for the one who could assist him to the ascension, the attainment of his victory and the final accomplishment was only that of love and joy. His struggle of 50 years was against the doubt of the mankind who did not understand, and the suffering of mankind is due to doubt and fear of that which is the light of love. And until this law is understood, by the masses of the people. They are held in subjection by the doubt and the fear imposed upon them. Some of it is their own. Much of it is not their own. Much of it is that which has been imposed upon life by the black magicians of the past. And so, if you can bring the light of the ascension, the light of the love of your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host into yourselves and into the atmosphere about you, if you can bring it into the outer world and give it to mankind, it will consume the doubt and the fear that have held the masses in the slavery to destructive forces. So wherever you abide, once you understand this law and set it into action, you surely become the light of the world. I'm the light of the ascension, the light of illumination, the light of purification, which you may have for yourselves or the mass of mankind, is without money, without price. It is yours as freely as the air you breathe. It is infinite and eternal, and boundless are its blessings forever in your use. And do you know, my loved ones, what it means to stand? And when there are those in distress whom you love, to be able to just pour the light of your love around them, and as it closes about them, lift that distress, and it is no more in the universe. To give that assistance to those who do not understand, those of your loved ones, is after all a powerful service to life. And life will only bless you for that service when you give it. And to go through the world clothed in the love of the mighty I Am presence that pours the light, that lifts distress from mankind, is surely the work of mercy, the work of love, and the attainment and manifestation of freedom. Without this understanding, there is no freedom. And everyone who has ever attained the ascension had to understand this explanation and had to use the violet consuming flame before that ascension was attained. And now, with the boundless blessings you have been given in this I Am activity, I hope this which I have offered today will enable you to render your service to life and give the boundless blessings of its light and love to the rest of mankind until the shadows of doubt and fear have swung wide the door to the ascension and mankind stands free from the distress of the ages. I wish you would contemplate the promises I have given to life. I wish you would understand the light that my love can bestow. And if you will let my light into your being and world, it will assist you to your ascension. For within the light of my love is the feeling that I experienced at the moment of my ascension, and it was the feeling that gave me the attainment of its victory. And so it is with you. When you love it enough, when you feel its light enough, when you desire it enough, and when you draw enough of that light in and around you, you will attain it as surely as you live in the universe. And it will be my privilege and that of my beloved to assist you all to understand more about the ascension, until as you contemplate it, the light flows through and it goes on and on into the mental and feeling world of the rest of mankind, till they too awaken out of the doubt and the fear that has prevented their ascension in the past. You are in the age of the ascension, and the age of the ascension is the freedom of the beloved Saint Germain to the earth. It is the freedom and the victory of the mighty Master Jesus in his effort to raise mankind into eternal peace. So may my love bring you the light that does bring peace to the world, and in that greater harmony and release of the sacred fire, all move forward to the attainment of the final victory. And if I may be of assistance to you, my love shall ever be at your service, and I assure you, will bring you the victory of your freedom more quickly. Thank you with all my heart. My beloved offers his love to assist you also. And we are ever ready to abide with those whose light is expanding to the point where that victory of eternity now will take its dominion on the earth for the freedom of all. Thank you with all the love of my heart. Thank you, Mrs. Rayburn. God bless you for your love. You, Mr. Rayburn, may our love ever go forth to bless you and your loved ones. And may the light which mankind requires flood the I Am student body now and go on in its cosmic service to lift the shadows of human distress forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible power and love of that light to our mighty I Am presence, that its enfolding radiance goes forth to all we contact and consumes the shadows before they can any longer be imposed upon God's universe. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with the light of your own heart's love and make it visible and tangible about us forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious Mrs. Rayburn, and all who have tried to bring the understanding of the ascension to those under this radiation. Now, may the light of your love and fold us and awaken all mankind quickly to the fullness of their freedom. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, who we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us, everywhere in the atmosphere of earth. And fold us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into his distress the light and the love from the ascended master's octave that carries with it the understanding of the ascension. May we bring the illumination that raises all to their freedom quickly. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
We thank you.
Thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am Presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and blessed Mrs. Rayburn and all who are trying to assist us to our ascension, we ask them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever cosmic fire is necessary to envelop the earth and awaken all mankind to the ascension. Release that sacred fire and hold its violet flaming Christ control everywhere in this world, till all do stand ascended and free without passing through the chains called death. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire and all the dispensations necessary to sweep everywhere throughout this world and intensify and expand till that has consumed everything that is of the shadows of human creation in this world, now and forever, with full power. We pray. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the fullness of its sacred fire bring the peace that does raise all to the ascension for eternity.